Hi, how are you? Miranda Wright speaking. Thank you for joining me. I'm here to share with you secrets that people do not use when they're trying to sell. Often people make the mistake of trying to direct sell, and I'm here to show you that sharing your story can be an indirect way of selling. Okay, that's going to bring your customers to you, attract them to you, so that they can get to know, like, and trust you. Okay. You can use these story videos in your Facebook ads, in your Instagram stories, in your online or offline courses, masterminds, or workshops. You can actually put them into your course, okay? It teaches people what it is that you do and why, okay? Meanwhile, they're getting to know, like, and trust you. Does it make sense? Great. So, this information is helpful to anyone that has a business, or if you don't have a business and want to get into a business, online or offline, these videos are helpful to you, okay? So, I just want to touch on something from the last video that I made where I was sharing my story and I was sharing a situation where I was walking over a hill. And singing to myself and trying to motivate myself into going to work because it was unfulfilling. Okay, so go back and watch that video so you know what I'm talking about. So, if you noticed, those that did watch it, if you noticed, I changed my notes. Like these, I'll share with you what my notes were when I did my brain dump, and I turned it into a situation. Okay, so I described a specific situation that shows, and what you want to do in your stories is you want to show what happened, you don't want to tell what happened. Okay, my notes were I felt unfulfilled, no joy except when being around my friends and workmates, having a laugh and being silly, being childlike, caring for others and work itself. I'm not sure what that means. Work itself. And walking to work had amazing view. However, it felt clear to me that I was living a repetitive, pointless, and unfulfilling life. Okay, so I showed that through my storytelling that I did in the previous video. Okay, so go back and watch that so you know what I'm talking about. You can see the difference between these notes that I'm telling you right now and what I actually showed you when I did my edit and eliminated characters that did not need to be there, pieces of information, and I actually created the story with my notes, okay? I showed, I brought you, the viewer, with me on that experience, and you felt it with me. It was like you were witnessing it as it was actually happening. Does it make sense? So that's the way you want to deliver your story, okay? So it felt clear to me that I was living a repetitive and pointless and unfulfilling life. I needed to listen to motivating music to make me feel better about going to work, which was Coldplay, Beautiful World. Okay, and I shared that experience as I was walking up the hill. So you were there with me. All right. I was waiting for days off to enjoy my life time until. Okay, so they're my notes for housekeeping, my housekeeping part of my life. Okay, so. Go back and watch that last video that I did, and you'll see that I'm describing the specific situation of me walking up the hill, okay? And that shows, it shows what was happening. It doesn't tell you what was happening like these notes do. Okay, does it make sense? Okay, so that's what I wanted to share with you about that. So that brings me to this video, and this topic is problem and solution. So I'm here in front of you, writing my own story right in front of your eyes, okay? So I've done theory-based videos on YouTube and Instagram TV that go through you the process, the strategy that I've come up with in order to write your story, a simple strategy that anyone can follow, okay? I've studied writing at university, I majored in creative writing, and I've written my own feature film, but this strategy anyone can do, okay? I've really made it simple for anyone to do, right? So this video is problem and solution. So what you want to do is you want to say within your story that I help, in brackets, niche, whatever your niche is, to solve a brackets, which is the problem, by brackets solution, because You don't want to say because or because and so, but you can either say because or so that they don't have to struggle like I did. Okay, so what you want to do in your story is the customers need to have an epiphany. You don't want to outrightly say buy my stuff or buy my service. Okay, you need them to experience the same, they're going to experience a story with you, but in their head they're going to be thinking about their own problem. Okay, and it's likely going to be the problem that you experienced. Okay, so that's why you're helping that specific niche to solve that problem, because you've already experienced it, you found the solution to it, and now you're offering that solution to your niche. Does that make sense? So that's what you want to include in that story, so that they have an epiphany of thinking, well, this person's had this problem, same problem that I'm having now, and then they sorted it by using this solution. I need to use that same solution. The solution is you and your product or your service, okay, to solve that problem for them. So they're going to then think, well, I need to buy this service or this product from this specific person, okay, that solved the same problem that I'm now having. Does that make sense? Great. So that's how they sell. The customer comes to you and buys to you. You don't sell to them. They just come up with the idea on their own, okay, by experiencing your story with you. Does that make sense? Great. And these videos you can also use these videos as an advertising tool in order to get them to your course, your mastermind, or your workshop, whether that be online or offline, okay? Use it as an advertising tool, or use it within the course. Does that make sense? Mastermind or workshop. Okay. Also, Facebook ads, like I said, Instagram TV. You want to just don't post random stuff. It's got to be specific. You want a call to action at the end. You want to attract them to something. Okay. So that could be your product or your service, which could be your course, your mastermind, or your workshop. Alright, so I'm going to get into, in some further videos, I'm going to get into how to actually do a Facebook ad, hooks. We're covering stories right now. There's also the offer, which is the product, which is your course, mastermind, or your workshop, which includes an offer stack, your call to action at the end, the link that you need to use to get them to your course, mastermind, or workshop, which you can use a sales funnel for, or a platform, but not a website, because websites are dead. And then that in turn is going to drive them to a sale. Okay, so that sale can be your product or your service, which can be your course, mastermind, or workshop, online or offline. Okay, so, or any other product that you have or service that you provide. Does it make sense? You can be freelance or not freelance, and this works for any business. All right, so that's a strategy I want to share. So I'm going to cover all those individual things in further videos. This video is covering story in particular, right? And even more specific is problem and solution. So I'm going to write right in front of you, write my own story, okay? And share it with you. And I'm going to share my problem and solution with you. Right, so I help niche. Who's my niche? I help creative entrepreneurs. But I was targeting makeup artists, but I mean, any creative entrepreneur can use this. I empathize with creative entrepreneurs because I've been one myself. I've been a freelance makeup artist, and I worked on some like films and web series and that sort of thing. And I've also created my own feature film, and I needed to know how to market that feature film. So I sought out trying to learn from other people how I would actually market my feature film, and that got me interested in marketing as well. I was studying communications at uni online, and I majored in creative writing and screen studies, and then I went on to do a graduate certificate of marketing. So because I got really interested in marketing, so I wanted to learn more. What I have found is I've learned a lot of useful things from doing the degree, but I've learned a lot more useful things from the community that I get involved in, people I talk to. It's the ClickFunnels community. I talk to them, and like people in that community, and I read their posts and I learn a lot from them. I read lots of material, like I just gain lots of information, and I'm good at teaching information as well. So that's what I excel in, is gaining lots of information, absorbing it, breaking it down, and delivering it in a way that can be understood by people. That's where I excel, and that's what I love to do. So that's why I'm doing it. So I help creative entrepreneurs to solve problems of not knowing how to market so the problem is not knowing how to market, all right? Like I had that same problem. But I have to deliver this in a story way, but I'll get to that. This is the basis of what we're doing right now. I help niche to solve problem by solution so that they don't have to struggle like I did, okay? That's the basics of it. But then we're also going to expand on that and tell a story which shows that and doesn't tell that. Does it make sense? All right, so I'm not knowing how to market by I help creative entrepreneurs that don't know how to market by to solve the problem of not knowing how to market by teaching them how to market. I'll come up with something good. How to market their products and services . Also guide creative entrepreneurs to, where did I write it? I also guide creative entrepreneurs to the right resources, okay, to use by teaching them how to market their products and services and guiding them to the right resources so that they don't have to struggle like I did, okay? And from there, I will share my story of when I was a makeup artist and also when I created my feature film. So I need to come up with two stories there that demonstrate that sentence that I've just given you, okay? And film. I was a film director and producer, and I wrote the script and writer, director, producer, writer. Okay. So I need to share two stories from those experiences that demonstrate that sentence that I've just delivered. Okay? So I might go ahead and do that and come back and make another video, okay, and show you what I've written. Okay, thank you for joining me. I'm Miranda Wright. Bye for now. Mwah.